Welcome to Songwriter, the podcast of stories and answer songs. My name is Ben Arthur. Today, we have a succinct episode featuring a fictional speech by playwright and musician and newly announced Guggenheim Fellow, Ethan Lipton, and a song written in response by the amazing Texas songwriter, Sarah Jaffe. This is Ethan Lipton live at Boone Cafe in New York City.
Hi there. As Ben was mentioning, I am usually a playwright and a songwriter, and this, for me, is a sort of strange side art project that I've been working on. It's a collection of speeches, and I call them occasional speeches. They're speeches for all occasions. And so I've just been going through the great occasions in our lives and writing speeches for them. This one is called Commencement. What a vision you all are, and what a privilege to be with you on this lovely June morning on the day of your commencement. I was trying to think of what I could tell you about my life that would be useful to you as you think about yours. Is there some nugget of wisdom that might prepare you for what lies ahead? And this is what I came up with. Other people's experiences don't matter. Other people's experiences won't answer your questions or predict your future, and they will not tell you how to live. I think we all know this instinctively, but we tell ourselves otherwise. If only wisdom could be followed like a recipe and lead to the same delicious chicken pot pie every time, wouldn't that be wonderful? I've had so many great teachers, thoughtful, generous people. I've been close to some of the greatest minds and biggest hearts this country has produced. I can say both that I've worked very hard to get where I am and that I've been extremely fortunate. The loose ball that bounced my way in a high school tournament, the letter of recommendation I got from a woman too tired to write it, the boss who asked my opinion, the parents who conceived me, the camp counselor who saw me as I was, the hospital I was admitted to in time, the neighborhoods I wandered aimlessly, the century in which I went to school, the husband who enjoyed my company much of the time, the colleagues who had my back, my kids, my cousin Harriet, the bombs that didn't go off over my head. A lifetime of lucky. I have been loved and respected and dismissed and disdained. I've lost innumerable battles and made too many mistakes. Every success I've had has been made up mostly of errors. So why can't I share with you what I've learned? Or if I could, why shouldn't you pay attention? Because I don't know you. I don't know what you need or what's right for you. Even the people who care about you most don't know those things. I could tell you to listen closely, but there are many people you ought to ignore. I could tell you to fight for what you believe in, but it may be smarter to throw in the towel. Do you know how often successful people surrender? All the time. I could say, follow your dreams, but dreams are romantic. That's why we chase them. And if you follow a dream that doesn't come true, your heart will get broken. And if it does come true, you will have turned your fantasy into a job. So yes, follow your dreams, but don't follow them all, unless that is your dream, in which case, follow them doggedly. Fight for them with everything you have and listen closely to all the right people. But if listening to the wrong person will unlock the best life for you, well, then you'd better do that instead. A lot of the important stuff won't sort itself out for many years. Your 20s will be a disaster. Your mid-40s might be worse. I'm so sorry. Here's something to think about, and by that I mean something to ignore. Whatever you do this summer will determine everything. Successful people have followed every conceivable path. Flops have followed the same paths on a different day, or on the same day, but with the wrong attitude for the city they lived in. Happiness is not the same as clean underwear, but it's close. With that, I congratulate you on graduating from Jefferson Elementary. You have a lovely community, and I'm sure it has prepared you for something. Principal Woodley tells me there are snacks in the auditorium, and a bouncy castle has been set up on the blacktop, so perhaps we should all move over that way now. But just a heads up, Grandma's got sharp elbows. Thank you.
Ethan Lipton.
Sarah Jaffe was kind enough to sit for a long and fascinating interview about how she wrote her song and her creative process in general, but there was such a racket from a nearby subway and an inconvenient rainstorm that I can't subject you to it. Still, since she's truly one of the smartest, most compelling songwriters out there, her work can speak for itself. Here's Sarah Jaffe, live at Booney Cafe. That was Sarah Jaffe with a song written in response to Ethan Lipton's commencement. Special thanks to Lindsay, Tyler, and the good folks at Stunt Company PR and Kirtland Records for helping me put this show together. The next episode of Songwriter will feature a story from Lou Barrett and a song written in response by Michelle Gaw. The conversation that I mentioned before with Sarah Jaffe helped me think about and write a song called Precious Cargo, It's out now and features performances by Byron Isaacs of the Lumineers. You can listen to it at Spotify or wherever music streams. I'm so happy to say that the next online live songwriter show will feature novelist Odie Lindsay and songwriter Mary Gaucher. The show will be on Sunday, September 27th, and will be free. You can find more information at the Songwriter Podcast Facebook page or any of my social media accounts. Songwriter is now a part of the American Songwriter Podcast Network, along with some other amazing podcasts. Make sure to check out americansongwriter.com/podcast. And you can always get early access to the Songwriter Podcast at Paste. Just go to pastemagazine.com and search for Ben Arthur. And while you're there, check out the Paste podcast or get it wherever you get yours. Finally, thanks so much, as always, to Rob Reinhart and Acoustic Cafe.